You're listening to White Noise here on Joy 94.9, and this band, they have a way of making every other rock musician in the world look like a little girl. The way in which they play their instruments can only be described as freaking insane, and they were going to come to Australia for Soundwave, but they had to cancel so they could work on their soon-to-be-released masterpiece, The Power Within. A lot of nerds around the world have had to rage quit whilst playing Guitar Hero thanks to their song. They are Dragon Force, and joining me on the line is their guitarist, Herman Lee. Herman, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Great to be here. Thank you.
Herman, I'm sure you've been asked this question a million times, but have you ever actually completed your own song on Expert on Guitar Hero?
I think this is the 20th million times.
Sorry.
I can play an easy because I play the guitar, so I don't really spend that much time on a plastic instrument.
Fair enough. Now, Herman, where does the name Dragon Force come from, and why did you guys choose it for your band?
I just thought it was a cool name. That's pretty much that was what originally came from, really. We just thought it was cool, and we didn't think it was too cheesy. Hopefully, still is not, and that's how it happened. Later on, I found out there's a video game called Dragon Force, but that was it.
Now, Herman, for people who haven't heard of Dragon Force before, how do you describe your music?
I guess we play music that will very melodic. They're very catchy. They can feel very complex, but I think musically it's very easy to listen to, but you can dig right deep into it. You want to get really technical and nerdy.
Speaking of nerdy, Herman, I've been looking you up on YouTube, and you make up some really cool sounds. You've got one called the Pac-Man and the elephant. I mean, how do you come up with these strange noises?
I don't know. When I was young, I used to be into like video games, like before I played the guitar. And when we started making these guitar noises, and I just gave them video game noises names. I gave them video game names because that's the one that sounded like the video game of certain, like Pac-Man. It just sounded like a Pac-Man noise. And we made all these noises and had them on the album. So people actually thought they were like, you know, sampled on the keyboard, but actually really done on the guitar properly.
They are very convincing. The Pac-Man one's my favourite. It sounds exactly like the game. So, Herman, do you actually sit around trying to make certain noises, or do they just sort of happen by accident?
They're kind of not really accident, because a lot of my guitar heroes back in like in the 80s, they used to do kind of crazy noises as well, like the whammy bar and I was just kind of experimenting myself with the guitar. I think guitar can do so many things. Can be like a musical instrument, and can be also fun by making all kind of weird sounds to it. So I just kind of been doing it for years and years.
So what's your favorite noise that you've come up with so far?
The Pac-Man is obviously well known, but my favorite is the laser gun explosion sound.
The laser gun explosion sound. I haven't heard that one. Is that on YouTube somewhere, or in one of your songs?
You can probably see it live, because usually live I have to like grab the guitar, pull it right in the air, and I need to jump in the air and kick the guitar at the same time with my knee. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of dangerous as well.
I really want to see that. That sounds very impressive. You haven't hurt yourself doing it, have you?
Oh, definitely. I had bruises on my leg after the tour, and I had like a big tennis ball coming out of my leg because I didn't kick it hard enough, and the guitar gave me the damage. So I have to actually hit the guitar harder than the guitar come down into my body from the air.
Well, at least we know you're dedicated. Any man that's willing to bruise himself with a guitar is a true god of rock.
I can't do it alone at home. This has to have adrenaline when I'm playing on stage. So don't ask me to do it like in a studio in a radio station or something.
No, I'll remember that. Now, Herman, Dragon Force, your latest album is The Power Within. It's going to hit the world around about mid-April. So what can the fans expect from this album?
They can expect a really diverse album with lots of dynamics. So, of course, people know us for having fast melodic songs. But we have that, but we're also able to add different tempo on this new album, some kind of more mid-tempo songs in between. And, of course, since we have some slower songs, we also gone even faster than before, and then we even have an acoustic song on this album. So it's actually really, really balanced.
So, Herman, is it true that the fastest song you guys have ever written is going to be on this album?
Yep, this is the one. So it's called Fallen World, and we also use 7-string guitars on it, so it's kind of a really low, kind of heavy sound, but at the same time it's really kind of dramatic and really melodic, so you can feel it in the heart what the singer is singing.
Talking about singers, you actually have a new frontman for this album, Mark Hudson. With a new frontman, did you find it difficult to create an album, or did he fit in really well?
It was actually easier in some way. What was harder was, because he was a new guy, we had to really play a lot together. But that was fun, you know, to be able to jam new music, playing together as a band, just like when we first started off. Because last few years, we really didn't have the time. Every time we played together, it was like business. Here we go. You know, we've got a tour coming up. But we had the time to relax and play together. And it became easier to make music and record music. So it was actually really cool, really fun.
So would you say that this has been the best album that you guys have made?
This is definitely the most fun we had making an album. And because all our albums have a different kind of theme, so it's hard to say which is the best. I mean, some fans prefer that, some fans prefer that, you know, the other one. But I really like this album. The songs are really catchy. So far, the feedback has been, you know, really amazing.
Dragon Force had to pull out of Soundwave due to delays in producing The Power Within. Do you guys regret having to pull out of Soundwave, or are you glad that you finally got the album finished?
Well, we weren't happy about pulling out of the Soundwave at all. Unfortunately, we thought we were going to finish the album in October. So it takes 3 months after you finish an album for it to come out, so all the preparation, minimum 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually finished the album in January in the end. So there was no way we could have made Soundwave in time. But fear not, we already plan for some shows later this year. So, you know, we'll be back, so the fans won't be disappointed.
Well, I was about to ask you, because you guys are embarking on a tour very shortly. You're going to go all around the UK, the United States and Canada. So when will you be down under?
It should be around July time, your winter time, I guess. You know, every album we have toured, the last few albums we have toured in Australia, sometimes twice. So this time, you know, we'll definitely be back. It's been a while. We haven't played in Australia since 2008. Wow.
Yeah, we're very eager to have you guys back. And now that you've told me that you like to bruise yourself on stage doing basically magic tricks on a guitar, I really want you guys to come back.
Oh, I cut my tongue, you know, from playing the guitar on my tongue, all kind of things. So come and see me mess it up.
I definitely will, Herman. Now, just quickly, I'm sure you guys are aware that 2012 just so happens to be Year of the Dragon. So being Dragon Force, do you have anything special planned?
Oh, I thought you were just going to tell me 2012 is the end of the world in December.
Hopefully not.
Some people have been telling me that. Yeah, I mean, we celebrated the Year of the Dragon this, you know, with a show earlier this year. So I think with the new music, the fans really going to be happy to hear the new album. So and when we play the new songs with the old songs, you know, we're really going to deliver the best set list and the tightest Dragon Force yet, because we've really been rehearsing hard, you know, while we've been away, to make sure we deliver the best show ever.
Well, Herman, I'm sure you guys will deliver the best show ever, and I personally cannot wait to see you guys come back to Australia. Thank you so much for being on the show, and please try not to hurt yourself too much.
I should still have my leg after how many shows before I get to Australia.
All right, sounds good.